Allison Moore and Shelby Lynn talk or text every day. What these sisters haven't been able to do over the years as much as they wanted is record together. It's something their fans have wanted to hear as well. Sometimes my burden is more than I can bear. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. That's the title track to Not Dark Yet, a hotly anticipated album-length collaboration out Friday, August 18th, between two of Roots Music's most respected artists. Lynn is a flinty country soul singer who's been loosely compared to a modern-day Dusty Springfield. Moore's limpid country lyricism and songwriting landed her a place on the prestigious MCA Records in the late 90s and made her central to the growth of the Americana format. They've sung together since girlhood, but struggled to make studio plans.
We tried to get it together years ago, but it just wasn't the right timing, and it finally is.
Reached at her New York home, Moore says time wasn't so much on their side when it came to hopes of co-writing a full album. They did compose one song, the slow and airy album closer, Is It Too Much? Otherwise, the project's 9 cover songs, more by accident than design, she says, say a lot about the artists and their relationship.
There's some directly from our childhood. Every Time You Leave, Silver Wings, Looking for Blue Eyes, those tunes that we know like the backs of our hands, those are there. But then, you know, when it came to choosing other songs, it sort of ended up taking the shape of where we come from, where we've been since then, and where we're going.
The title track, Not Dark Yet, is a 1990s Bob Dylan song. Moore and Lynn cover Nick Cave and The Killers, and they wind through the difficult, dissonant intervals of Nirvana's Lithium. They premiere a moody song by Moore's longtime friend, Jason Isbell, Color of a Cloudy Day. Every night I saw you close your eyes. Every night I saw you.
It's so spare and melancholy, and I knew it was something that Sissy and I could sink our teeth into, and I knew it would fit with the tone of this record as well.
To achieve that tone, and to let themselves focus on each other and the interpretation of the songs instead of the mechanics of the studio, Moore and Lynn turned to English folk pop artist Teddy Thompson, son of icon Richard Thompson, to produce the album.
The most compelling thing about Teddy, for me, is the fact that he somehow pulled off making a record with his own family. We really wanted someone who could navigate a family dynamic. He understands harmony and family singing. That was a must. We just wanted him to sort of be our guide, and he definitely was.
Not Dark Yet is a stirring vocal pairing with harmonies and phrasing that are indeed joined by blood. It also serves as a window into the complex and private world of a high-intensity sisterhood. For WMOT, I'm Craig Havokhurst.